RDI Diamonds in New York. This is Scott. Can I help you?
Hi, Scott. This is Hannah at Meyer Jewelry.
Hey, Hannah. What's going on?
Hey, I told you I'd call back when I remembered what I needed.
Awesome. Hold on here. My system is being funky. Hold on. You broke my computer, Hannah.
There we are. That was what I'm about to ask for, maybe.
All right, what you got?
I need a 1-carat natural heart cut.
Okay, what color and clarity?
Higher in color.
Okay.
BVS1 or higher in clarity.
That's going to be fun. Okay. VVS G plus heart. Okay. Oh, okay.
I know it's your weekend, so if you need to get back to me on it, if not.
Well, I'm going to be straight with you. We own 3. All of them are spoken for. They're FVS2s. And then I have a 120D VS1. Let me look at something here. You're definitely going to be, that's... So this is what we do. Okay, it's Friday at 4:44. I probably won't have an answer until Monday. But I'm emailing what we call it a diamond queue. It's an email that goes to my buyer here in Rochester and then to our New York City buyer who has a... He's right in the diamond building, so a lot of times they can walk up or downstairs and find one. So let's ask a couple quick questions. Can it be under 1 carat or it's got to be 1 carat plus?
I would say between 1 and 1.3.
I'm going to go 1.05 just to give us a little bit more room. If it was around, no big deal. Unfortunately, with hearts, there's a lot of waste, so they don't cut as many. Could you do a VS1 or it's got to be VVS?
Let's look for VS1 as an option. This is the center. I'll tell you what we're making with this. This is the center stone for a ring, and it's going to be flanked by 7 round stones to make a dog paw to represent her 7 dogs.
Okay.
That's why your computer quit.
Yeah, that's kind of awesome. So I got a buddy.
It's going to be a really pretty ring. It's just very specific parts.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'll see if I can find the picture. Friend of mine, I've known 25 years. Now, we typically don't do, we don't sell to the public, obviously. We're a wholesaler. But because it worked here, 17 years, they'll do it for us.
Yeah.
So I got to find one of my jewelers to do work for me, and I got a buddy that helps me out. The young lady wanted a Mickey Mouse engagement ring.
So did you get a single one or was it 3 stone?
3 stone. Killer. This guy, Toma Jewelers in Pickwell, Ohio, middle of nowhere. I've known Luke since I started here. We started together. He was one of my first jewelers. And I call him, and I'm like, dude, I don't even know what I'm going to do. He goes, I got that. And this guy is so cool. Instead of carving wax, he's got a 3D printer.
Yes.
And I'm like, holy crap. I had never heard that before either. But
Yeah, we do a lot of 3D printing.
So, dog paw, I love it. Mickey Mouse ring, I had taken pictures and sent them to my sister. She's like, can you duplicate that ring but bigger? I'm like, no. I don't like
No. I have seen, they do so much funky stuff with the labs because there's so much material. I have seen where they'll take one big piece and cut the whole thing as one Mickey head.
Oh, that's cool. We don't do anything with proprietary cuts, and it's just, then you're talking big money, too, with labs. But, no, cool. All right, if there is one on this planet, we're going to go find it for you. Hopefully I have an answer for you Monday.
And I won't be back in until, I'll be here tomorrow, but I won't see your answer till Tuesday. So.
Okay. Not a big deal. You're good to go. I will do my best to find you one.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks, honey. Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.